Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth podcast for Friday, May 21st, 2010, where it's ladies' night. And this week, ladies, we have lots of exciting things. Movie news galore. Let's start off with the box office take, as we are known to do on the Entertainment Earth podcast. Last week at the box office, Iron Man 2 was number one with $52 million. Robin Hood was number two with $36.1 million. Letters to Juliet, 13.5, Just Right, 8.3, and How to Train Your Dragon stays in the top five with $5 million. What's particularly interesting about that is that that DreamWorks Animation movie opened up a while ago, and Shrek Forever After, another one of their big animation projects, opens up this weekend, so they might have two movies in the top 10, meaning there's far too much family entertainment going on at once. The other big movie this week is MacGruber, a Saturday Night Live movie, which was not screened for critics. But the few reviews out from MacGruber are very positive, and the many reviews out for Shrek Forever After, not so great. But it's a Shrek movie, so you probably already know if you're going to go see it or not. Other news. This just came in off of my Twitter wire. Nikki Fink's Deadline Hollywood, I think. Yes. No, Mike Fleming posted this there. James Franco is apparently in talks to be the star of the Rise of the Apes, Planet of the Apes prequel, which could be very interesting in any manner of respects. You might remember him on 30 Rock, the documentary episode involving him and a pillow woman. This could be a great new career move for him. And who doesn't like a good Planet of the Apes movie, really? There are some very good ones. I hope you've seen them. But this is some exciting news if you are a Planet of the Apes dork, and I am. So what else we got? Gidget is being revived for movies and TV by the people who brought you Sabrina the Teenage Witch, as well as the movie 300. I don't believe it either, but apparently it's true. Ewan McGregor will be taking on the former Johnny Depp role in Terry Gilliam's cursed film, The Man Who Killed Don Quixote. Many have taken this film as evidence that the universe not only has a divine creator, but that he hates Terry Gilliam. Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides will be shot in 3D. Not a big surprise, but given that it's due out in within a year, it's kind of surprising that it hasn't already been announced. Lots of new movie release dates have been put out by various studios, including Journey to the Center of the Earth 2, Final Destination 5, Horrible Bosses, which has Jason Bateman and Jennifer Aniston, a new Farrelly Brothers movie called Hell Pass, and a new Disney movie called Reboot Ralph. Diary of a Wimpy Kid 2 was also announced. Conan O'Brien's new and as-of-yet untitled talk show has been confirmed to debut on the TBS cable television network on November 8th, 2010. Men in Black's new villain for the third installment in the series will be Flight of the Conchords' Jermaine Clement, and his name is Yaz, which I'm pretty sure is a female birth control device. I'm not kidding, you can probably see a commercial for that somewhere. Devo has a new album coming out June 15th. It has 12 tracks, which were voted on by people who viewed their website. According to the site, it's 88% focus grouped approved. So that's kind of an interesting idea. The the short 30-second snippets were a neat glimpse onto the creative process, and I assume the other four songs that were cut will probably be on a single somewhere someday. Mystery Science Theater 3000. The press release for the Volume 18 DVD went out this week. The movies include Lost Continent, Crash of the Moons, The Beast of Yucca Flats, and Jack Frost. Craig Kilborn is now going to have a new talk show on Fox in limited markets. It's called The Kilborn File, starts on June 28th, and apparently involves a panel of guests. But if you're not in one of 10 cities, you will not see this show. Then again, if you are in these cities, it is entirely possible you will still not see this show. Toy news! DC Universe Wave 15 was confirmed by Mattel this week when pre-orders went live. These new action figures include Gem, Starman, modern and not so modern, Martian Manhunter, OMAC, Sinestro Corps Batman, Golden Pharaoh from Superpowers, and Raven. You can order these now on entertainmentearth.com or other sites, but you really want to order from entertainmentearth.com because they pay my bills, and by bills I mean salary, and if you like this podcast and you like action figures, it's a good thing to do. Lego, Series 2 of its Blind Box figure campaign, made the rounds this week on various Lego fan sites. It looks really good. New releases include some sort of a circus guy, a pharaoh, an explorer, pop star, a surfer, a vampire, clearly some form of Mexican stereotype, a Spartan warrior like from 300, a witch, and a lot more. Really great stuff. It's disgusting they didn't have these when I was a kid because the things I could do with this. I could get these figures and then complain I don't have enough bricks to make something cool in the right color. Good times. Thundercats got picked up by a company called Icon Heroes to do non-articulated 6-inch figures, as well as related playsets, environments, and vehicles, which I don't think will be as much fun with the non-articulated figures, but what do I know? I'm old. Mattel shipped out its new figures Optic and Titus this week, as well as a reissue of Merman. The first two sold out within 20 minutes. But I did get my Optic today, and let me tell you, Mr. Name Who's Communicated by a Series of Blinks is very, very cool if you like giant eyeball figures. And I have no reason not to. Transformers pictures got out of a, so far, seemingly, Japan-only 2010 Unicron anniversary toy. It is the Transformers Armada Unicron mold, painted in Generation 1 colors, with a brand new, newly tooled Generation 1 movie-inspired head. And, you know, when I say movie-inspired, I mean the real Transformers movie, not the one that comes out recently. This is the one with Rodimus Prime and Galvatron in it, which is how you know it's cool, because Leonard Nimoy is involved. Fantasy Figure Gallery announced a new figure called Tinkerbell. I would say it's sort of like a weird Vulcan chick in black lingerie with gremlin wings. If you've seen Gremlins 2 and New Batch, you know which gremlin I mean. You should probably check out the picture on our website. Just type in Tinkerbell, and the one that's not designed for your daughter, that's the one. Star Trek, we added a bunch of new rank pips and pins this week. So if you want to show people that you're an admiral or perhaps a able seaman, which I didn't, it seemed like a joke. It's not. Apparently you can actually get an able seaman pin. Good for you. They also have rank pips from Next Generation, admiral pins from the movies, motion picture rank badges. Pretty cool stuff if you like that sort of a thing. And adieu. And that's pretty much your show for this week. Just a programming note, everyone, follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/endearth, and there will not be an episode of the show next week because I will be moving the home office to deep beneath the desert in a faraway land where I'll be broadcasting in the future. And who knows, maybe we'll finally get some guests in that great new desert bunker. I have no idea. But follow us on Twitter, check us out on Facebook, just search Facebook Entertainment Earth. We did a new refresh of our front page. It's nice and new, and there's some animation there. You should check that out. And don't forget to pre-order your DC Universe Wave 15 figures, because if you miss Martian Manhunter, you'll be sorry, and don't say I didn't warn you. See y'all next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.